David Brancaccio in New York here. This afternoon, President Trump is set to offer his plan to lower the price of pharmaceuticals in America. Last year, the president accused drug companies of, quote, getting away with murder. I want to turn to Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein at our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. We haven't seen the speech, Dan, but we have some clues.
We do. President Trump is expected to deliver comments based on ideas that were outlined in his 2019 budget that included a plan to cap out-of-pocket costs for people on Medicare, seniors, and people with disabilities at about $5,000. Now, David, that's going to provide some real relief to about 1 million people. One of the most radical but hazy ideas out there, David, is actually directed at what other countries pay for prescription drugs, which is often a lot less than what we pay here in the U.S.
Now, we know the president has talked tough about lowering drug prices, but is there evidence this speech could translate into policy that benefits consumers?
Well, it doesn't sound like the administration is planning to give the federal government more power to negotiate prices. And the idea about capping costs for people on Medicare, for example, it may be good for some, but economists warn that the policy unintentionally could encourage drug makers to actually raise prices. There's also a lot of skepticism about any renegotiated trade deals that raise prices overseas would actually do anything about the prices here at home. One source I spoke to said it seems like the administration is serious about cracking down on the games that drug companies are playing. What is said in the speech, though, is going to go a long way for him, at least, in determining if there's much there.
All right. Well, I'll be watching. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Thank you.
Thank you.